The Capture the Chaos Planner has really helped to break down all of the monumental tasks of running a business for me. I'm kind of a new entrepreneur, and I would constantly just get analysis paralysis when I'd sit down at my desk to start the business tasks. Brittany has done such a wonderful job of showing me how I can create something sustainable that doesn't leave me feeling like I am just stuck exactly where I have been for the last couple of years of my business. My favorite feature of hers is the routine setting. So she has areas in the planner you can set a morning and an evening routine. And that has really changed how I feel prepared for the next day and able to tackle even more in my business. So I highly recommend, and I love my planner. So you should get one too.
Hello, friends. My name is Brittany, and this is the Capture the Chaos podcast. Right now, your photography business probably looks like confetti on the floor after a birthday session, a bit of a mess. In this podcast, we talk about how you can be more productive and organize your time so you can learn how to run your photography business in 15 hours a week or less. I have some good news. If you missed out on getting the planner earlier this year and now you feel like, wow, that's just a waste of money because I've missed three-ish months of a year and it is a dated planner, good news for you, friend. The planners are now 20% off. I figured, you know, if you're going to buy it now, you've already missed at least one quarter of the year, give you almost a quarter off of the planner. There's no code needed. It is just on there. So you can head to brittanyrenee.com/planner-collection. So you don't have to miss out on all the fun of planning. And there's so much more than just the dated sections of the planner. It has the time blocking section and the goals section and content planning and the budget section. So you're going to get good use out of this planner no matter when you start using it. I also know some of you guys buy planners in the middle of the year. And so maybe last year when the planner came out, you just gutted one of those planners that kind of had the middle of the year start or whatever, like a random date start, because those big companies can do that. I can't do that because I'm a small. Anyway, so if you got a planner in the middle of a year, this might be your opportunity to get in on the Capture the Chaos planner. Shop small, right? All right, guys, let's talk about three ways to grow your email list. So first and foremost, why do you even need an email list? Email is dead, right? No, you're wrong. I have about 379, maybe close to 400 now, people on my family email list. For some of you, that might sound like a lot. And for some of you, that's like small potatoes. Good for you. A few weeks ago, I sent out my annual email for my wildflower and my bluebonnet minis. And in less than 2 hours, I had booked 10 sessions. So that, my friends, is why you need an email list. Granted, I have been growing my email list for years at this point. So it is a hot, hot, hot email list. Might not start off this way, but start today so that you can benefit from it tomorrow. Email marketing is a long-term growth strategy. Unlike with social media, where you post and can sometimes immediately reap the rewards, thus feeding into our social media addiction, it takes time to build up your email list, right? Maybe you've tried building an email before, but didn't get much traction, and so you gave up. Well, that's your first problem. Don't give up, friends. Imagine where you could be in 1 year's time if you just kept with it. Consistency is the name of the growth with long forms of marketing. These types of marketing allow you to take a step back and not have to actively market your business every single day. The last few weeks, we've been preparing our house to sell and it's been on the market, and I have not been able to be as present in my business as I would like to be. But I have my website where people can find me through Google, and I also have my email list that people can sign up for and get notified when I have new session availability. So stop thinking about your business in short-term bursts and think about what you want it to look like long-term. Do you really want to be a slave to posting on social media every single day to maybe get a few bookings? Or would you rather send 1 to 2 emails a month and get more bookings with less effort? The thing about marketing is that the more someone sees you popping up, the more they're going to remember you. And while you can't guarantee you will pop up in their social media feeds, you can pretty much guarantee they're going to see your name come through in their email inbox. Maybe they don't open it every single time, but they are seeing your name come through on their inbox and it keeps you front of mind. So if you don't have an email list, start one today. No matter where you're at in your business, do it now. And I know some of you are listening right now. Maybe you just have like a group saved in your email provider, and that's how you are doing your email list. I would highly encourage you to find an email provider so you can send mass bursts of messages and have an opt-in form so people can join without you having to do it by hand every single time. So I would suggest investing in your email marketing strategy rather than using a free option. And I definitely suggest a free option over just keeping a list of people's emails in an Excel spreadsheet or in your email list. But sometimes I know we do need to bootstrap things together and get creative with how we spend our money. So if you're not ready to spend your money, MailChimp, it's an okay option. It's for free. It's the best free option that I've found so far. If you guys know of another free option that's pretty good, let me know. I know IrisWorks is including email marketing, so that would be an option as well. But here's the benefits of paid email platforms. One, you can schedule emails to go out at a later date. I know if you're using MailChimp and you're using the free version, you have to write it or send it when you're ready to send it rather than getting to schedule it ahead of time. You can also segment your subscribers into different sections, which boosts your overall conversion and booking rate. So, if you only want to send mini sessions to people who are interested in getting mini sessions, or if you only want to send newborn stuff to people who are expecting a newborn or in that baby phase of life, then you can segment your email list and be very specific and direct with who you're sending things to. You could also create a welcome sequence to warm up your new audience when you are paying for an email platform, which I've actually gotten bookings from warming people up with my welcome sequence. In it, I share things like what it's like to work with me, or, a time when I took my own advice for what I give clients. So you can do all kinds of things to warm them up and get them interested in working with you and kind of feel a connection with you. I use Flowdesk and I have a code that is Brittany50, and you get 50% off of your yearly subscription. I started with MailChimp for a while before I finally got the confidence to hand over my hard-earned money, but I will say Flowdesk has more than paid for itself each year. So, I mean, just all I need is one booking and it pretty much pays for itself. And I get more than one booking from Flowdesk. All right. Once you have your email list set up, you need to grow it. Bookings can be a numbers game. The more people who are on your list, the more likely you are to get bookings. So, how can you grow your email list? Here are three ways that you can get new people to sign up for your list. First and foremost, put an opt-in form, which is where they write their name and their email address and they hit enter and they are automatically applied to your email list. You want to put an opt-in form on your website. They've landed on your website already, so they're already kind of interested in working with you, but they aren't quite ready to book, and that's okay. And photography can be quite an investment. You add an opt-in form to your website to catch potential clients so you can stay in touch, stay top of mind with them. And you can do this by having a pop-up when they first get onto your page. But I wouldn't stop there because not everyone reads those pop-ups. I'm one of those, I'm classically, you get onto a website, pop-up before I can even read, I'm going to X off of it. So you better have another way for me to get on that email list. Some people are really interested and they will. So I would have it on multiple places. Like I catch a lot of my opt-ins on my mini session booking page. It says, not seeing what you're looking for, hop on my email list to get notified about future mini session days. You can put this on your family booking page, your newborn booking page, whatever it is that you have, saying like, not quite ready to work with me, hop on my email list to stay in touch. So I would do that for sure. And then the next way you can grow your email list is you're going to keep them coming back. It is easier to keep a client than to get a new one. So they just had an amazing session with you and you can't wait for the next one. You can ask your clients to join your list via canned email after their sessions so they can catch sales, mini sessions, session openings, etc. I was at a session the other day and I was chatting with my client, and she said her friend commented about how on top of things it seemed like she was, because she does her sessions every single year. Actually, I think she does a couple se mini sessions a year. And her friend said that they had a hard time remembering to book photo sessions. So she told her friend, "It's not me, it's my photographer. I'm on her email list. So she reminds me to book." And it makes it so easy for her. So if you feel hesitant, like maybe your clients don't want to get these emails from you, you're wrong. They wouldn't sign up if they didn't want these email reminders from you. So clients that have already worked with you are hot, hot, hot leads, and they want to keep coming back to you. A lot of people really like just sticking with the same photographer, and sometimes they don't see these offerings, or they don't remember, or they're not remembering, "Oh yeah, it's time to book a family session for my Christmas cards." And it's your job to remind them, right? So you can also add people who have worked with you. If you have their email, you can go ahead and add them. Technically, that is allowed. I like to give people the option to sign up with me, but you need to have an opt out option if you add them without permission, I guess you could say. So that way they can leave if they want to. Always make it easy to opt out, because there's nothing more frustrating than not being able to get out of an email newsletter that you're signed up for. But I like to ask. I don't like to add people without asking first. And third, you can incentivize possible clients through a giveaway or a freebie. In order to enter the giveaway, your potential clients would join your email list. A giveaway is a great thing to do to boost your initial email growth. In order for them to win a free session or whatever you want to give away, they need to join your email list. You do need to make sure it's accessible. No, not accessible, applicable for your clients. Like, don't give away an Amazon gift card because anyone can join that and benefit from that. You really want to keep it something that is focused for your ideal client, like a session or a session discount or something, something that's applicable to working with you. You can also provide a freebie, like a PDF that tells them five of the best locations in your area for photos, or a style guide to get ready for family photos, or five things they have to put on their baby registry. And you can also offer a 10% discount on a future session if they sign up for your email list. But here's the key about these freebies. You need to make sure you talk about them regularly. Don't just wait for them to come to you and find it magically. All right. That's the biggest mistake I see people make. Talk about it on your social posts, talk about it in local Facebook groups, talk about it in stories, tell past clients. This is absolutely hands down the biggest mistake I see people doing, is that not talking about it and expecting you to create it and people to just find it. All right, that is the three ways I have for you to build your email list. I mean, there's innumerable ways. There's other ways. These are not the only three ways, but these are three of the best, easiest ways that you can get going right now. To recap, you put one on your website, multiple places and multiple ways to catch different kinds of buyers and lookers. You want to keep your current and past clients coming back by asking them if they want to be on your email list. And you want to incentivize possible clients through a giveaway, a freebie, or a discount code. So that is the three I got for you. And if you really like this idea of this more hands-off growth for your photography business, then I encourage you to head over to the Simplify the Chaos waitlist page. We just got started with the first round last week. So a new round won't be opening up until later this summer, hopefully. So, if you want to find out when we go live with the next launch of Simplify the Chaos, if you want to learn all about how to do hands-off marketing for your business, then I highly encourage you to get on the waitlist so you can find out all about it. All right, that's all I got, guys. See you next week.